Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. I'm going to take you through a conversation about conflict management. Every relationship in your life, this is going to improve, even if you're not actually in conflict. But what I found is so many people have pain there and don't know how to deal with that. And it's frustrating that over and over they struggle. Now, I'm going to teach you a framework here about managing difficult conversations, managing conflict, but you could use the same thing for a feedback session with somebody on your team. It doesn't have to be a conflict, but I'm gonna frame it that way because it's a useful metaphor. But this might be just a better way to interact with people. I want you to think about the relationships in your life and maybe one where you are struggling to dial it in, to make it better, to feel better. Now, I'm gonna share in one sense, like these are principles in relationship, but for those who are like, I don't know how to structure the conversation, like you need to go have a tough conversation with your partner, your spouse, a team leader afterwards, these could be literally the order of the conversation, like the order in which you would say things. So they're general principles, but if you needed to, this might be a good outline for you. Y'all with me? Say, I'm here. Okay, I love this stuff. So tune in, let's work on the relationships in your life. Principle number one,
in all of relationships and all of conflict is to know the wins. Know the wins. What does that mean? It means what is winning in the situation for your partner or spouse? What is good for them? What is the outcome that they want? What's the win for them? Like, how would they be satisfied or happy with this process and conclusion? Please write those two things down, please. Process and conclusion. So I had the blessing of studying under Bill Wilmot, arguably the greatest peer mediator in the history of the world. He wrote an amazing book on mediation. Really powerful guy, taught me in college. And he taught me that most people, they're fighting about something and they think they're fighting for the outcome they want. You want them to put the dishes away every night. The outcome is dishes put away. And so that's the outcome. We think for you, winning seems like putting dishes away, right? We focus on what he called the content of the argument, the thing. But I ask you to write down process and conclusion. What most people are fighting about is the way they sense their identity and the relationship in the conflict. Process. You think you're fighting about the dishes, but really it is you hate that he raised his voice. And what happens over a period of time, especially with couples, if they've been together for a long time, they're actually fighting way more about process, but they keep getting stuck on outcome. What it is who am I in this? And am I being treated the way I want? Who am I in this situation? Am I being treated the way that I want? And what most people actually want, the win for them isn't just that they get what they want, it's that they feel heard and seen and respected. The win for most people is feeling heard and seen and respected. Say it with me. Heard, seen, respected. Write it down. Heard, seen, respected. That's a process win. You gotta win the process more often than you win the outcomes and you have good relationships. Let me say it again. You gotta win the process more often in your relationships than the outcomes. See, people keep score. And what they think they're keeping score is, did I get what I want? Unconsciously, what we forget is they're actually keeping score is, did I get treated the way that I want? When you know this, that unconsciously, what they really want is about how they are treated more than what they are asking for or demanding. It's one of my secrets to the coaching process, is understanding, process is more important than outcome almost always, right? Because there's always gonna be stuff to fight about. Who's found this out the hard way? Who's ever resolved one thing and you thought you got 10,000 points for resolving that thing, and then in the very next hour, you lost 20,000 points about another thing? And you're like, oh my God, I thought we resolved it. Now it's, there's always gonna be another thing to fight about. So I'm here to change your life forever. In your mind, make it a huge shift, a radical shift, a forever shift. Win the process. Win the process. Win the process. They want to be heard, seen, and respected. Say it with me. Heard, seen, and respected. If you win that over and over and over again, you know what people start doing? Giving you what you want more often. You win the process with someone over and over and over and over again, they turn into a giver. They almost can't help it. They're just like, oh man, you're so great. What do you want? What do you want? Thank you for this. You're so kind. Wow. It's the way that we treat people. And I know everyone knows that, but I bet every time you're fighting, you immediately go to what you want. We go to outcome, not process. And that's where the majority of the mediations that I do, and I used to do court-referred mediations when I was in my 20s, meaning a couple was getting a divorce and their lawyers or the judge decided to do a court-referred mediation, which means they showed up and now they're sitting on each side of the table and I'm mediating versus judgment. So I have to help them solve the answer. And it was so hard, but it didn't take that long in training to understand, oh, often they're fighting about completely different things that they want, but secretly and unconsciously, they're really fighting about process. I don't feel respected here, so I'm gonna hold all these things against you. I don't feel respected here, so I'm gonna hold all these things against you. I don't feel respected, so I'm gonna bring up all these things that happened 3 years ago to you right now. I don't feel good about the process, so let me pull out my bow and arrow and hit you up with every past hurt that you did. Anyone ever deal with someone with a better memory than you in a fight? Isn't that the worst? You think you're talking about this, and she pulls this list out on you? Guys, ever happened to you? You lost the argument because she had the memories, and you thought, oh, I don't even remember that. And then you try to argue that, and you realize she's right, and then she pulls out another one? She's probably in process mode because she's not getting processed from you. She's dumping old outcomes on you. Gentlemen, sometimes you're showing up wrong. And as you're showing up wrong, you're attracting yourself a world of hurt. You're trying to win and convince her versus hear, see, and respect.
Okay, my friend, I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Brendan Show. Tell some people about this episode. It's on each of us to spread positivity and empowerment during these times of chaos and negativity, right? So I'm asking you to be the dealer of hope and personal growth and education in your tribe. So take a screenshot right now and share the screenshot and this link to this episode with three of your friends today. Post it on social media. Use the hashtag Growth Day. That's hashtag Growth Day because that's the name of my company. And we're always giving away prizes to our community. If you'd like to help me personally, then please rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts. Give us some stars, cheer us on, leave a review because, believe it or not, that stuff actually really does help. And I read all of them. So my last thought for today, please remember, you are stronger than you think and the future holds good things for you. Tomorrow can be an inspired day. Every new morning is a second chance. Every day is a great day to grow. We're thankful to have you here in the Growth Day community. So be sure to go deeper with us at growthday.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video. And you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, it's Brendan. And I want to tell you about Circle and how powerful it is if you're trying to build your online community outside of Facebook groups. You know, I had this problem a couple years ago where I just started noticing when I was running a Facebook group
Really, Facebook was incentivized to kind of steal my customer and steal my audience. So they'd recommend other things I didn't like, or honestly, my members were losing my posts in the feed. I didn't really have the information or the data about the people in the group that I wanted. It was hard to actually communicate with them offline, out of the group. And most importantly, it was hard to sell stuff and have an actual business from it without driving them to other places. And then came along Circle. And it's just at the website circle.so. So just go to circle.so. And you can see that they have built this incredible platform that allows you to host a community, go live in that community, and really segment the community into these different spaces where you can give people access to different levels of content or community, which I absolutely love. Because, you know, in my businesses, I've got new people coming in, I've got paying members coming in, I've got all these different products or courses or programs, and they've always had these different logins. They've been all over the place. Now, with Circle, it's in one place. My community can meet there. They can post. I can post. We can use like multimedia posts as well. They can post video or audio, so can I. I can organize things, all of my content in very unique places and grant access to only some people. And of course, I can have my team in there moderating the whole community with me. Everybody needs this. Everyone's trying to build their community, but they struggle. Like, what system or what tools do you need to use or have? Trust me, building it out on your own, not an option. Too expensive, too time consuming. So go to circle.so and check it out. If you're trying to build a community and really maintain control of that community and do a great job serving them and building a business from it, go to circle.so.
Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.